We're on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Es Ha'aretz Lomali. We learned Es HaShemayim comes to tell me that Shemayim is not one of the names of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's the object of what the Ribbono Shel Olam created. So why do you need Es Ha'aretz? Once I know that Shemayim is the object of creation, then Aretz is also. I could have said Es HaShemayim VeHa'aretz. Why Es Ha'aretz? Lahagdim Shemayim LaAretz. Because if it said Es HaShemayim VeHa'aretz, I would think that they were created at the same time, but the Torah couldn't say them together. It had to say one first and one second. But now that it said Es HaAretz, it comes to tell me that Shemayim came before Aretz. Rashi, Lahagdim Shemayim LaAretz, De'ilok Siv Es HaVi'amina Ka'achas Nidru, Ela She'i'achshar Likro Shnei Shemos Ka'achas, La'achi Chosav Es Lahagdim, what I just told you. Okay. The Ha'aretz Ha'isa Tov Avo, Michti, B'Shamayim Eschil B'Reisha, Ma'ishno the Kachoshi Ma'isa Aretz, the Torah said, B'Reisha is Bor, Lekim Ha'shamayim Es Aretz. And then it goes and explains what was Ba'aretz. So why does it now first explain Aretz? That's how most Rishonim learn. But then the Gaon learns, why doesn't it explain what happened in the Shamayim? It only explains what happened on the Aretz. Never goes back to Shamayim, what was in Shamayim specifically. Tanit v'Rebbe Shmuel, Moshe l'melech bosu v'adam, sh'omer la'avodav hashkimu l'psochat. The melech bosu v'adam told his servants to get up early and show up at his palace early. Hishkimu motza, he got up early, umotza noshim v'anoshim. And he found men and women both there, early in the morning. L'mimu shabeyat, which one gets more praise? L'misha'ein darko l'hashkim, l'hishkim. The ones who don't normally get up early, the women. Right, they're the ones that get the most praise. Men, anyway, normally get up early. But the women don't, so the women get more praise. I don't know if that's the way it is today, but in any case. Since the Ribbono Shel Olam called the Shamayim first, right, that's closer to him or whatever, and from our standpoint, more easily readily available to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Aretz is more gashmi, is more distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam first spoke about the Aretz, or only spoke about it because that was the unusual thing. Right? The Aretz also came, that's so unusual. The Ot Shekol Maisa Aretz Misunim Maisa Shemayim B'Mehiras. Another reason is that everything that was done, the Aretz, was done, with great patience and slowly. But Shemayim is more ruchni, was done more quickly. Zu hishkima ima shenivru ka'achas. And therefore the Shemayim is more easily aroused, and therefore it got up early. Mashenkin the Aretz is slower, more gashmi, right, and therefore it's a bigger chiddush that the Aretz was created or listened to the Ribbono Shel Olam than Shemayim. L'chein hiskel esaper maaseh atchila. Therefore, the Aretz was spoken about first, just like you praise the less the one that you wouldn't think would do what you wanted to do. Okay. Kanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. Oy lohem lebrios shiroim ve'enam yodos maros. They to the brios that they see and they don't know what they see. Omdos ve'en yodos amahin omdos. They don't know. They're standing and they don't know what they're standing on. Ha'aretz al me omedes. What does the earth stand on? And here it does not mean literally. That picture in your mind the things that it's going to mention al ho'amudim. Right, that there are pillars underneath the earth that it stands on. And I'll prove it to you. You can see yourself what my proof will be when we get to it. But it's clearly does not mean a literal idea that there's some kind of pillars that the world is supported by. Okay. We'll get to 1 second. So that, I saw an interesting shot back here by the word oi. What's the word oi? So I think the Ben Yehoyada says that oi is second. Oy is the letters after Tov. If you take the next letters after Tov, so you get Tes is Yud, and Vav, no, it doesn't work out. So what word is it? 1 second. Find it. No, Seichel is called Tov. And Tov turns into Oy. The letters, 1 second, how do you work to that? The hippochosios. What's with the Aleph and the Beis? Okay, that's Aleph. The Vav remains, I guess, what's it called? The constant. The Tes and the Beis change. The Beis comes to Aleph and the Tes comes
same
to
same
Yud.
Huh?
Both
come out the same.
I hear. I don't know if it comes out. No, that's not what he says. He says, Oy is behipuk osios. Mm-hmm. How's that hipuk osios? Oy to Tov. Behipuk osios.
Because Aleph is one less and the Tes is one more.
I know. The Vav remains the same. Okay, I don't know exactly. Okay, that's what he says. It's a distortion of the word Tov. That's Oy. Okay. So what does it say? So what does the world stand on? Alvo Amudim. It stands on pillars. Shenemar Hamargiz Eretz Mkoma VaAmudeha Yispolzu. Now the Amudim could be that the Shloshim Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid is Torah, Avodim, Milos Hashon. Those are the Amudim. They don't mean literal Amudim. They mean ideas, concepts. Al Amudim, the Amudim Al Hamayim. The pillars are standing on water. Shenemar L'Roka Haaretz Al Hamayim. Mayim Al Hehorim. And the water stands on the mountains. Shenemar Al Horim Yamdu Mayim. Horim Beruah. And the Horim stand on the wind. Shenemar kinei yotzer harim ubore ruach, ruach v'saara, and the wind stands on the whirlwind. Shenemar ruach saara also devara, saara tluyu b'zor shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whirlwind is in the hands, in the arms of the Ribono Shel Olam. Shenemar umitach azros olam, the chachamim omna yud beis amudim omenes. It stands on 12 amudim. Shenemar Yatzev Gvulo Samim Lemisra Bnei Israel. The Ribono Shel Olam made the Gvulos Amim, the borders of the world, the same number as Bnei Yisrael, which is 12 Shvatim. The Yeshomim Zayim Amudim. Some say the 7 Amudim. And some say that the 7 Amudim are the Sifrei Torah, the 7 books of the Torah. Because Bamidbar is counted as 3 books. Till Vayibin Saharon, Vayibin Saharon, and after that, 3 books of Bamidbar. Shenemar Chatzavta Amudeha Shiva. Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua Omer al Amudecha. It's only 1 Amud. What is that? The Tzadik Shmo. That Amud is the Tzadik. Shenemar V'Tzadik Yisod Olam. Here it's clear. It doesn't mean that there's some Hercules who the world is on his back. Right? It means that the world exists for the sake of Tzadikim. Tzadik Yisod Olam. So that's the tzaddik we're talking about. Not literally that the world stands on a pillar called tzaddik, but the world exists for tzaddikim, and those are the pillars. So all these things are conceptual things, not actual things. Rashi, Yotzer Horim Ubore Ruach Ma Inyan Zeitzel Zeh. What's Horim and Ruach have to do? El Lamed Vashah Horim Mundal Ruach. The mountains stand on the Ruach. Ruach Sa'ara Osa Dvaro, Dvar HaRuach Sa'ara Asa Asa. The Ruach emanates from the whirlwind. Umitachas Kol HaYitziras Ro'os Olam HaSov Los Osa. The arms of the Ribono Shel Olam carry everything. Okay. Omer of Yehuda, Shnei Rikiyim Hein. There are 2 Rikiyas. Shenemar Hein LaShem Elokecha HaShomayim UShmei HaShomayim. There's Shomayim and there's Shmei HaShomayim. Reish Lakish Omer Shiva, there's 7 Rakiyim. Ve'eluhein. Vilon, Rakiya, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'on, Machon, Araravos. Vilon, Enum, Mishamish, Klum. Now, Vilon doesn't have any special function. Ela nichna shachris v'yotzei arvis u'mechadish b'chol yom ma'isa bereishis. Right? The vilon is the idea of the rakia are these spheres that surround the earth and turn. And morning and night, they cause day and night, which is a chidush, and every day the world is renewed by day and night becoming new. Shenem, ranote kadok shamayim, vayim tochem ko'ohel o'sheves, rokiya shmof, chama ulevana v'kolchama, what's the next thing? That's vilo. Rashi. Nichne shachris v'toch tiko, v'ho'or nireh, ויוצא ארביס מתיקו ומספשית למטה מן האור, והרי עולם חושר. וזה חידוש למעשה בראשיס בכל יום. This vilon is like its name implies. It's like a sheath. So it goes into its, wherever it goes away to in the daytime and lets the light come through. And at night, it's spread out and keeps the light from coming through. And again, it does not mean literally. This is the process of how the Rabbanu Shalom set up the world, either way we see whatever, that the sun is visible, the sun isn't visible. The Marsha asks, that can't be. Because if the reason that the sunlight doesn't hit us is because there's some kind of vilon, then the stars shouldn't be seen either. I don't see the stars at night, and the moon. See, so it's just the opposite. This thing is spread, it's basically translucent, transparent. And in the daytime, it lets the sun go through, or whatever. And at night, when it's not there, then the sun, the moon, and everything go away also, and they're not there. In the daytime, this vilon is there in order to let the sunlight come around. Exactly what it means, I'm not sure, but in any case, that's what he says. Okay, now, so that's the first one, vilo. Then there's rakia. Rakia, Shebo Chama, Levana, Kochama. Rakia is where the sun, moon, and stars are situated. In the second Shamayim called Rakia. Kvui, Shenema, Viti, No Samalokim, Birakia, Shamayim. The Rosh should put them into this called Rakia. It's the next layer of the outer space. Shchakim, the next Shamayim is Shchakim. Shebo Rechayim, Omdos, Vitochnos, Mon, Litzadikim. And that is where there are mills that grind the mon for the tzaddikim. And so one of the Farshim says that's why the mon didn't fall on Shabbos, because it has to be ground, and grinding is one of the malachas of Shabbos. So they couldn't grind the mon on Shabbos, couldn't be ground, so therefore the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. Which mon the tzaddikim? Some say the mon that fell in the Midbar was made in this Shamayim in the Shchakim. And it's called Shachat, Shenemar, Yvayisav, Shechokim, Imal, Vedalse, Shamayim, Posach. Shachat, Vayamtar, Aleim, Mon, Lechol. Shachat means to grind something. Shachuk, ground. Others say that it means Mon, Lasid, Lava. Olam Haba, that's also what Tzaddikim will eat, the Mon. It's a more spiritual food. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that's why we have Lechem Mishnah. Not because of what happened in the Midbar. Because what happened in the Midbar, there was never a double portion of mon on Shabbos. There was one portion on Friday, and one was for Shabbos. So there's only one portion of mon on Shabbos. So why do you have lechem mishnah on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah asked? Then the Tzib says that they could save both portions for Shabbos, Friday's portion too. Therefore, it was possible to have, if you really prepared for Shabbos, two portions of mon on Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not talking about the mon of, what's it called, of the Midbar. It's a zecher to the mon of La'asid Lavo, that since in the Midbar, on Shabbos, there was a special thing of the mon, La'asid Lavo, there'll be mon, that what's it called, and that's the reason why we have Lechem Mishnah. One connected the mon of the past, and one for the future. Zvul, that's the next rakia, Shebo Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, the upper Yerushalayim and the upper Beis HaMikdash, there's a spiritual Yerushalayim, Spil Beis HaMikdash, that's parallel to the lower one, they are what's it called in Zvul. Umizbeach Bonui, and there's a Mizbeach there too. Umichoyel HaSar HaGadol, Omer the Makrav Korban. And Michoyel, the Sar HaGadol, he's the Kohen Gadol of the Malachim, he makes the Korbanos on that Mizbeach. Shenemar, Bono Benisi Bayis Zvul Lecha Mokom Leshiv Lecha Olami. Umanel and Dikri Shemaim, how do you know Zvul is called Shemaim? Dechsiv, Habeit Mishamayim Ura'ei Mizvul Kodshecha V'Sifartecha. Okay. Now what korbanos is he makriv? So some say he's makriv animals of Eish. Animals that are, what's it called, everything has a counterpart spiritually, so the spiritual animals he's makriv up there. And others say he's makriv the neshamos of tzadikim. And it doesn't mean that they get burnt or hurt. It means that he offers them to get closer to the Rabbanim Shem through the Mizbeah. This whole idea of a korban, in this world it's a vicarious thing. Our neshamas get closer to the Rabbanim Shem through bringing animal sacrifices. Over there, the neshamas themselves are offered on the Mizbeah. Ma'om, shebo kito shom alochi ashores, sheomro shira balayla, v'choshos bayomit mikvodin shal Yisrael. In Ma'om, there are, what's it called, legions of malochi ashores, that say shira at night, but keep quiet in the daytime because of the covenant of Klal Yisrael. Here it's mashma that malochim don't sing shira in the daytime. Yet we see by the malach that fought with Yaakov, he had to go, it was Alos HaShachar, he had to sing Shira. So they make a distinction between the malachim that are created daily to say Shira, they say Shira at night, not in the daytime. Masha'en came, the malachim who are constant malachim, like Nechoel, Gabriel, they say Shira afilu bayom, but they wait for Klal Yisrael to start to say the Shira. The Gemara says another place that the malachim don't start Shira till Klal Yisrael start first. What?
Night.
Whatever, there's just like there's a day and night here, there's a day and night, there's midas yom and midas laila, right? There's a concept of day and night, and like it said by Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you know it was day and night? By Har Sinai, right? For night they learn Torah Shabbat Peh, and daytime they learn Torah Shabbat Chzav. So there's associated with midas yom and midas laila, which you learned before. It's not day and night the way we know it, but there's different times. Time zones, and day is one kind of hashpa, and night is a different kind of hashpa. Okay, it could be v'choshos b'yom, doesn't mean they don't sing shira at all, but they keep quiet and they close and say so, and they don't start singing shira till Klal Yisrael sings it.
But in the Mevo'ot Tzion, we first we wait for the malachim.
Why?
In the Mevo'ot Tzion, it says first they say it, then we say it.
What does it say? What? It doesn't say that. It doesn't say whether they say first or not.
Like they say.
But they don't say Shira till we start.
And what is Shira?
What? That's they don't say Kadosh and Baruch. That's part of the Shira. Shneamar Yom Mitzav Hashem Chazlo Belayla Shiro Imo Imi Omrei Shlokish Kol Osik B'Torah. Another pshat in this pasuk. Kol Osik B'Torah Belayla Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed B'Yom. Person is Osik B'Torah at night. Special thing of learning at night. The Rambam says if you want to be Zochel a Kesser Torah, the main thing is not to waste nights. No night should be wasted. The ikar time of learning Torah is at night. So a person who learns Torah at night, the Rabban Hashem gives him a chut shel chesed biyom, gives him a certain charm that his tefillahs are answered or that the people respect him, whatever it may be. Shenemar, yomim yitzav Hashem chazno. Umatam, yomim yitzav Hashem chazno. Why in the daytime is the Kadosh Baruch Hu give a person chesed? Yishuma belayla shira imi. The Shira over here refers to Torah. Torah is called Shira. The Ikadi Amri Omri Shlokish, Kola Osik B'Torah Bolam Azesh Udoma Lalaila, person is Osik B'Torah in this world, which is like night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Olam Haba. So he, from that, creates the Chesed of Olam Haba. Shudoma Liyom, which is like day. Shenemar Yomi Mitzav Hashem Chazdo B'Laila Shira Imi. Omri Ablevi, Kola Posik Midivrei Torah V'Osik B'Divrei Sicha, anybody who is in the middle of learning Torah and he stops to just stop talk, and some say the reason says call anybody, even tzaddikim who sichas chulin shel talmidei chachamim also needs Torah, but compared to Torah it's bittul Torah. So even a talmid chacham whose sicha also has some darg of Torah, but if he stops learning Torah mamish just for sicha, then they give him gachli resamin, right? The hot coals, because he, what's it called, uses his mouth the wrong way, so they feed him hot coals. to burn his mouth. Shenemer hakotzim maluach aleisiyach v'shoresh v'samim lachma. Torah also is spiritual food, and if you stop learning Torah to speak sicha, right, instead of food, you get coals. Menolan yikri shamayim. How do you know that, what's it called, that, which one are we up to? Ma'on. How do you know ma'on is called shamayim? Shenemer ashkifo min ma'on kod shecho min ha-shamayim. Machon, the next lurki is machon. Shebo otzlo shelag va otzlo zborat. Va'alias tlolim royim va'alias agolim. V'chadora shel sufa v'sa'ora umara shel kitor v'dal soseyam eish. In this shamayim, machon, there's all the kalim that Rabban Shem used to bring tzoras to the world. Bad snows and tlolim royim, all the different weapons that the Rabban Shem used to bring tzoras to the world when it's necessary. It's muchan lepuranios, machon. Shenemar yiftach Hashem l'chores ha-tzorah ha-tov. There's mashma that there's an otzer tov and there's also an otzer ra. This is the otzer ra. Mor says, hani birkiya isnu, right? Are these then in the heavens? Hani ba'ara isnu. These things are in the realm of the earth, not in the heavens. In other words, the before the heavens start, this world. Dichsiv, halus Hashem min ha-aretz, Taninim v'chol tahomos, eishu borod, shelad, kito, ruach, soros, and devor. That's min ha'aretz. That's not shamayim. Omer Yehuda, Omer Rav, David bikei shalayim, rachim lahoridim la'aretz. David brought them down to the earth, which makes them less potent. Right? If they had remained in shamayim, they would be much more intense. Omer lefon ribon shalom, lo keil chofetz resha ata, lo yogurcha megurcha ra. Tzadik ato Hashem, lo yogur min megor chora. You don't want to keep these evil things near you. You're a tzadik, put them down in the earth, and therefore they'll be less intense. Minolan dikri shemayim, how do you know that machon is called shemayim? Dichsiv yata tishma shemayim, machon shiftecha. Arovo shebot tzedek, mishpat tzedoka, ginzei chayim, ginzei shalom, ginzei brachom, nishmosan shal tzadikim, beruchos and nishomos shaosid lihiboros. In Aravos, which is the highest Shemayim, or we'll see the next to the highest Shemayim, there's Tzedek, Mishpat, Tzedaka, the repositories of life, and Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, the Neshamos of Tzadikim are there, and all the Ruchos and Neshamos that are going to be created. Ruchos and Neshamos, Neshamos are the spiritual Neshama, and the Ruach is the Neshama that looks like the body, in what's it called, in... There's a neshama that looks like the body, and then there's the spiritual neshama that doesn't look like anything. And all of these were already created. Asher Diboros means the ones that are going to come into this world. Their neshama is already created, and then they come into the world. That's why the Gemara says that Mashiach all comes, all the neshamas are used up. The Tal Shosar Kodesh Baruch Lachis Nation, the Tal of Trias HaMesim also is in Aravos. Tzedek u'mishpat d'chsiv. Tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha shtoka d'chsiv yubash shtoka kisiryon ginzei chayim d'chsiv kiimcha mekor chayim v'ginzei shalom d'chsiv v'yikro lo Hashem shalom v'ginzei brocha d'chsiv yisa brocha meis Hashem nishmosan shal tzadikin d'chsiv v'hoysa nefesh adoni tzrura b'tzura chayim es Hashem alokecha ruchos v'neshomos sh'osid v'hiboros d'chsiv kiruach melfon ha'yatov v'neshomos ani asisi. All these things are direct, close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Tal Shosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahachius Bo Meisim Dechsiv Geshem Nedovos Tonif Elokim Nachloscha V'nila Atokonanta Shom Ofanim Usrofim V'chayis HaKodesh U'malochi HaShoresh V'kisei HaKovot Melech Keil Chayim Rom V'nisa Shokin Aleim. And on top of that Rakia is the Kisei HaKovot. Ba'aravos shenemar, solo laroche ba'aravos b'koshimo. The Ribbono Shel Olam rides over Aravos. He's above that highest. Minayim dikri shemayim. I know Aravos is called shemayim. Asi rechiva rechiva. Because k'shiv hocha solo laroche ba'aravos. U'k'shiv sasam roche shemayim bezrecha. The choshech v'anon and ba'aravos makifin also. And this, the highest shemayim, Aravos, He is surrounded with darkness. Shenemar yoshes choshech sisro svivosov, sukoso cheshkas mayim avei shchokim. Right? And therefore, the Kisei HaKavod is surrounded with darkness. So Moritz asks, so mi ita chashucha kamishmai, is there darkness by the Rabbanu Shalom? Vokseed, hu amikta umistarta yoda ma bechashocha unahora imei shori. Says the Rabbanu Shalom knows what's in the darkness, but light resides by him. So mashman, there's no choshech by the Rabbanu Shalom. Lokasha, the Moritz says, ha Bevote gavoi, habevote broi. The way Rashi learns is that in the inner chambers there's only light. The outer chambers, that's where there's darkness. Okay, see Rashi, go here. Kedok, the Rabbanu Shalom spreads out the Shamayim like a urea, like a sheet. Alma yesh shamayim she'im isham shim elatash mishiriya prusa. There is a shamayim that nothing is there except for the fact that it's like a sheet that's spread out. Ma'on loshim mador. Ma'on means a place of living. Makum sham malachim doribo. That's where the malachim are, in ma'on. V'choshos mekvolven shal yisrosh makalsim bayom. And they keep quiet in the daytime in order to let klavisos say shira. Yomam yitzav Hashem chazdo, yitzav ala malachim lishto kedei lasos chesed v'tzrichim chesed v'heim atachtonim. The Rabbanu Shalom lets the malachim keep quiet in order that people down here should say shira and get the chesed that emanates from it. U'belayla shira imi, b'rakia im shir sheli shikilasdi bayom. U'menayin demon ikrei shamayim, mochon loshen otzer shal peronios. Mochon is muchon le peronios. Kemodat Omar nechonu leleitzim shvatim shabo otzo shele kol el lepronios. All these things are the weapons that Rabbanu Shalom used to bring tzaras to the world. Aliyas agolim loshon ogel shomayim veloshon igle pal veloshon agan asar shemeschalepes lamed benud vehein mayim haomdim lahalkos peros. That's the waters that come and flood the land and destroy the fruit. Yiftach Hashem l'chol otzor hatov, v'manat sheyesh lo otzor l'peronios. Just like there's an otzor hatov, there must be an otzor that's ra. Otherwise, you say otzor. It has to qualify an otzor hatov. There must be another one. Lo yogur chalol, lo yogur etzlecha. Because those things are not by the Rabbanu Shalom, David said, bring them down to the earth. V'ruchos neshamos chadahi. Same thing. Ruchos neshamos Rashi in his first chapter said the same. The ruach is the neshama that looks like the body, a ghost. The neshama, neshima, neshama is the breath, the what's it called, the formless spiritual power of the neshama. Machon kisachav, akisei ba'arovosu. Kisei akavod is in arovos, right above arovos, kemasik v'kamon. That's what tzedakah is. All these things, ruach, are by the Rabbanu Shalom. That means in the same place where the Kisei HaKavod is. Geshem the davos tonif Elohim. V'hai krov matan Torah. See, she yotza nishmosan. They died by matan Torah. And the Rabbanu Shalom never nafshi yotza medabro. V'heinif aleim tal b'chiyoso. And the Rabbanu Shalom brought down the Tal of Tchias HaMeisim. Where did he bring it from? Right, from Aramos. Shenemar Geshem Nedovos Tonif Elohim. The High Krav Ishtoi B'matan Torah V'mizra Yokum Elohim Yafutzo Oivav. Okay. Devote Gavoy and the Hora Imei Shora. In the inner chambers, there's only